It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're going to list music and interviews from the bands who make the Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll be joined in studio by Ashley McKinley for a live acoustic performance. We'll drop the heat at Cold Weather Company, check in with Gary Wood of the Desert Jellies in their Jersey Rock debut, and rock an awesome track from the Dead Ramblers. They're in action this Thursday, February 21st at Janion's in Red Bank for the first show in the 2019 Jersey Rock Showcase Series. It's a free show featuring $3 Yingling specials, courtesy of our friends at Shorepoint Distributing. Doors are at 7, the show starts at 8, and the Dead Ramblers will be joined by Reality Suite, The Walkarounds, and this band. Kicking off this week's show, here's the latest from Morningside Lane. It's New Year's Resolutions on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Latest from Morningside Lane. That's New Year's Resolutions on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their music at morningsidelanenj.bandcamp.com. And don't miss them at the Jersey Rock Showcase this Thursday at Jamian's in Red Bank. They're on the bill with the Dead Ramblers, Reality Suite, and the Walkarounds. Admission is free, and there'll be $3 Yingling specials courtesy of our friends at Shorepoint Distributing. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining me in studio is Ashley McKinley. Her Wishful Thinking album's out now, and she's here on loan from Nashville.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again. It's good to be home.
It's great to have you back in New Jersey and have you on the Jersey Rock podcast. How are things out in Nashville?
Things are awesome. Really cool. Really inspiring. I've met a lot of amazing songwriters, and there are some things I'm really trying to be a part of. So just, you know, hoping to accomplish all of my goals and keep growing as an artist.
You're going to school out there, right? And it's pretty much that you're doing that to pretty much grow as an artist, right?
Yeah. So I go to a college called Belmont University. And within that college, there's a school called Mike Curb College of Entertainment. So it's an industry program. So I get to talk with a lot of industry representatives, and we get to do internships at, you know, pretty much wherever we want, whether it's a publishing company, a record label. There are songwriting internships to pretty much anything your heart desires. You just have to land it is the only thing. So it's a really great experience and opportunity for someone like me, any artist, really.
How did you get involved in that school?
I was just looking up colleges. I went back to school 2 years ago to finish my bachelor's degree. I was a psychology major, so I switched to music. And I was looking at going to Berklee College of Music, but I decided to audition for Belmont because they have a major that is songwriting. And on the website, they just had so many successful prior students. Some of my favorite writers right now have gone to Belmont University in my program. So I thought, well, I want to be doing what they're doing, so I better go where they went.
And we know you've done a lot of performance in New Jersey, all over Asbury Park. You've even done some of our Rock at the Pier showcases. Have you performed in Nashville yet?
I have. I've done a couple shows at this place called Just Love Coffee on Music Row, and I've performed at the Curb Cafe, which is our event center at my school.
Is there a difference as far as crowd reception, New Jersey versus Nashville?
There's a difference within the way that shows are done. I'd say they're much more punctual, and it's more of a business down there. Like, if a show is at 7, it's at 7, and it probably ends at 8. And sometimes the bar will just shut down right after. They mean business. It's different. It's not really like a hangout culture on stage. It's very precise. Like, you play your song, you tell your story, and then the next person goes. I feel like it's just a more focused group of people who are just really trying.
So Nashville equals business, Jersey equals party.
Honestly, sometimes, yeah. And I like both types of shows. Sometimes I'll play a show here and it'll kind of go on for a long time. But down there, it's the total opposite. So, I mean, I almost prefer the more punctual type of a show. It's just easier to plan, you know, your life around that kind of a thing. And you get home. I get to go to bed at night after these shows in Nashville, whereas I had a gig last night. And, you know, I didn't get home till 1 in the morning, so it's definitely different. I had a gig in Jersey, sorry.
And what's the best way for someone to stand up of everything Ashley McKinley is up to?
Definitely follow me on Instagram. It's just at Ashley McKinley. Or check out my website to see what I've got going on, AshleyMcKinleyMusic.com.
So the last time we had you on the podcast, just a couple weeks ago, you did your latest song, Break Even. Now you're going to play another one for us. Tell us about I'm Sorry Now.
So I'm Sorry Now is a song that I wrote before I moved to Nashville, about just sort of recognizing your side of the story when you are in relationships. And I had just gotten out of one a couple months prior before I wrote that. And I just realized through all of them that, you know, it takes two to make mistakes or, you know, have a positive relationship. So that was just sort of me realizing that, you know, I need to take responsibility for my side of the story and grow and learn from that.
Ashley McKinley, her latest album, Wishful Thinking, is out now. There's new music on the way. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right now, let's hear that track. Here's Ashley McKinley performing live in the WRAT studio with I'm Sorry Now on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I can't stop thinking of how I hurt you. It's been killing me for months. I hope you know I didn't mean to. I still had so much to learn, and
too. No more begging for attention. It's time to move on. 'Cause I'm sorry now.
Steve Shimshick of Cold Weather Company. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cold Weather Company with Brothers on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest album, Find Light. It's available at coldweathercompany.com. You can catch them at the FM Bar in Jersey City this Saturday, February 23rd. Admission is just $5, and the bill includes five other bands. The show starts at 8. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRHC.com. Joining us over the phone is Gary Witt of the Desert Jellies. They've got an album coming out later this year, and we're about to rock their latest single, which is dropping on February 21st. Gary, thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. Glad to be here.
Hell yeah, man. Pleasure to have you on Jersey Rock. And you guys are currently working on an EP. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. It's been rough, just like any other recording, but we've been doing it all ourselves, which has been great because we've been able to save some money for gear and, you know, advertising and stuff like that over social media.
And when's that going to be available, roughly?
The EP, we're not entirely sure. Probably sometime, hopefully, within the next 3 months or so, we'll get a on our social media, we'll get a official date out, and we'll start promoting it everywhere we can. So we're excited.
Hell yeah, we're looking forward to that. And you guys just rocked a show. You don't have anything on in the immediate future because you're focusing on putting that EP out, but if somebody does catch you live, what can they expect from the Desert Jellies?
Well, pretty much we just go out there and try to put on the best rock show that we can. You know, we're pushing like more like funk rock, like more upbeat stuff. Some of our songs on our EP are a little more fast paced, like more funky vibe. So, you know, when they come out to the show, we just want them to move around and have a good time and hopefully come back for another show.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything the Desert Jellies are up to?
They can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/DesertJelliesNJ, Instagram at DesertJelliesNJ. We're still working on our website, but other than that, pretty much just social media, and we're trying to stay on top of like the, you know, Asbury Park music scene area. You know, usually when we play, we'll be playing around there, like Stone Pony, The Saint. We just played at the Brighton Bar, that was cool. So usually around that area before we start branching out to out of state, which might also be coming up soon. We're working with a booking agency, hopefully getting some shows in the city.
The track we're doing on the podcast will be available digitally on February 21st. Tell us about Meltdown.
Well, Meltdown is a very good song to get you thinking. Pretty much how we made it was, the way I perceive it, is a musician who is seeing the rock scene kind of fall down a little bit, and he's like, he's getting a little worried. So he goes and he sees like a shrink, and he ends up having a meltdown in the office, and that's where, if you listen towards the end of the track, it gets kind of crazy, and pretty much those big influence with like the talking and towards the end of the song, like a very big like Pink Floyd influence, and if you notice, like if you listen to Living Color, Cult of Personality, John F. Kennedy's speech at the end. So that's pretty much what we're shooting for, just like a nice, good like funk rock song for our fans to listen to.
Gary Witt of the Desert Jellies, keep an eye out for an EP coming out soon, and get this track digitally on February 21st. Gary, thanks for calling in.
No problem, man. Thanks for having us.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Desert Jellies with Meltdown on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. Dead Ramblers with Burning My Blues on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Colors, Space, and Time EP. Check them out at facebook.com/thedeadramblers. And don't miss them at the Jersey Rock Showcase at Jamian's in Red Bank this Thursday, February 21st. They're rocking the house with Reality Suite, Morningside Lane, and the Walkarounds. Admission is free, and there'll be $3 Yuengling specials all night, courtesy of our friends at Shorepoint Distributing. Doors are at 7. The show starts at 8. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. I'll see you there. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.